Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Sam is the Critic. This is your host Ayush, and today's podcast is going to be about the travel journey that I've had over the course of the last half a month. Now, initially I had decided that I would probably make a script and talk about it in detail, but then I thought ki agar main kahani kar raha hun about my travel story, then why should I keep it scripted? I mean, isn't that the opposite of what you people would want? So instead, it's going to be a very improvised one, and I'm going to start from the very beginning and going to go in chronological order and talk about all the cities that I visited. This first episode is going to be completely about Kolkata, because that was the first city that I visited, that I went to from here, from Hyderabad to there. So yeah, stay tuned to listen to more about the mithas of Kolkata, as they say. Let's start with the Kolkata story, and I'll start right from here, like in Hyderabad. So it was 16th of November, and packing naha pichle zor shor se chal raha tha pichle ek do hafton se. Okay, matlab people were so interested in going. Now, to give a little background, we don't visit North India as much as we used to. I mean, yeah, last 2 saal se to most people haven't gone outside, but even before that, we would not visit that often. The last time I was in Jharkhand, Bihar was in 2013 when my grandfather passed away. Uske baad se we hadn't traveled there, so my mother was really really excited to go. Aur us excitement ke chakkar mein itne bags pack kar liye, logon ne itne bags pack kar liye ki it was too much to handle. I mean, can you imagine 4 people having 5 big bags with them? It was absolutely insane. अभी इंसेन था वो उस टाइम पे जब पैकिंग हो रहा था, उस टाइम पे समझ में नहीं आया, पर जब पैकिंग एंड ऑल वाज डन आफ्टर दैट, वे आफ्टर दैट व्हेन वी हैड टू कैरी इट टू द एयरपोर्ट, वी रियलाइज्ड होली शिट दिस इज अ लॉट. नाउ अब मेरे को पता है कुछ लोग सोच रहे होंगे कि आयुष, इजंट देयर अ लिमिट टू बैगेज अराउंड 15 to 25 किलोस? एंड या, देयर इज अ लिमिट, एंड दैट इज व्हाई वी मेजर्ड द बैग बिफोर वी टुक इट देयर, एंड इट वाज अराउंड 68 to 70 केजीज, एंड वी वर गोइंग फ्रॉम एयर इंडिया, सो इट वाज ओनली 25 केजीज पर पर्सन. तो सब कुछ ठीक था उस साइड पे. नाउ गोइंग टू द एयरपोर्ट वाज अनदर स्ट्रगल, बिकॉज पैकिंग हुआ बैग एंड द ड्राइवर, वी कॉल द ड्राइवर, वी हैव अ ड्राइवर, he took a little long to come, and my parents being the very preemptive, very precautionary people that they are, the flight was at 6 a.m. if I'm not wrong. Yeah, it was at 5 a.m. and agar aapka flight 5 baje hai, to naturally you will come 1 hour before that, right? But no, instead of coming at 4, my parents wanted to stay there by 3:30 a.m. they wanted to be there and be there and, you know, रेडी बाय 3:30. तो हम लोग निकले घर से 2:30 बजे, और फिर एयरपोर्ट इज़ वेरी क्लोज टू आवर हाउस, इट्स ओनली अराउंड 20 मिनट्स, तो वी रीच वेरी क्विकली, एंड देन बैगेज पूरा अनफोल्डिंग हुआ. एंड दिस वॉज वन द फ्यू टाइम्स दैट आई हैव कॉन्शियसली गॉन टू एन एयरपोर्ट. बिफोर दिस, व्हेन आई वाज स्मॉल, वाज ओनली व्हेन आई ट्रैवल्ड इन इंटरनेशनल नेशनल फ्लाइट्स. सो इसके पहले तो बहुत टाइम से आई हैवन एक्सपीरियंस द काइंड ऑफ कमोशन दैट इज़ एट एन एयरपोर्ट. And holy shit, it was hectic as fuck. I mean, आप अंदर जाइए और फिर आपको इतना लंबा लाइन लगना पड़ता है, पहले बोर्डिंग पास लेना पड़ता है, बोर्डिंग पास लेने के बाद आपको अपना बैगेज निकाल के, हैंड बैग निकाल के ओपन करना होता है, लैपटॉप्स अलग ट्रे में, आपके जो भी कपड़े अलग ट्रे में, आपके बेल्ट, आपकी फ़ोन, ऑल ऑफ दिस शिट, वॉलेट, एवरी थिंग हैज़ टू बी पुट ऑन दिस ट्रे एंड दिस कैंड, एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू दिस एडम रुविंस एवरी थिंग वीडियो, none of it even works. So what is the point of having a TSA service? It's more like just an inconvenience for most people anyway. And I don't know, I just felt like it was kind of stupid how they were asking us to move our watches. Like, yeah, sure, I'll have a bomb in my watch. And apparently you can't say the B word at airports. So it was all ridiculous. And then after a lot of, you know, commotion, we finally reached our place, and then we sat inside the plane, and then it took off. Abhi, as I said previously, this was my first time on a flight consciously. Okay, theek hai. So it was super weird for me, because I don't know, I just don't like heights too much. Okay, and it's not even the heights part. I am just massively terrible at the, you know, handling the whole feeling in your gut as the plane goes up and as it lands. Like, there's this weird feeling, and as you're in the air, there's some turbulence. I think it's just so unnatural to be, you know, in air, because like a human creature, you're not supposed to be flying, right? That too at like such a high elevation. But then I guess humans managed to do it. As I sat inside the plane, I looked at the window, and I just marveled at the technological advancements that humans have made over time. But then, you know, at the same time, the whole aircraft felt like it's such a, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's cheap, but it feels like it could probably fall apart pretty easily. I mean, so it is a little scary. Regardless of all of that, by 7 a.m. I think we had reached Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose Airport, and we had been to Kolkata. Now we were at Kolkata. It was very, very interesting, because I feel like as we were hovering past Kolkata, I noticed that the buildings aren't as tall as Hyderabad, and it just looks a little old comparatively, but I felt very different over there. Now I feel ki Kolkata jo shahar hai, it's very different compared to all the cities that I've ever been to. See, I'll be honest with you, I feel ki a lot of cities, they're kind of very similar to each other. I mean, I'm not sure if you understand what I'm trying to say, but the vibe inside a city is very similar. Like, if you go to the main city of Mumbai, okay, and you take a picture of some wall or some area which is kind of modern, and you take a picture of a modern place in Hyderabad, and you put them together, you would not be able to identify which one is Mumbai and which one is Hyderabad. You know, if you exchange, there was no text or there was no language thing visible. So that's the thing about cities, they're very similar in some ways. Like, you don't feel a big difference. But coming to Kolkata, there was an absolute difference in the vibe of the place. I mean, you know how in Northern American movies and TV shows, whenever they shift to Mexico, there's this weird yellowish filter that comes on? That was basically Kolkata. There was a filter around me which turned the entire city into a different color than it was. And I think we didn't really have a very good experience, because the moment we landed, we were just completely bombarded with these taxi people asking us to take them. They're like, come, and all that shit. It was just so annoying overall. But my father was adamant that we do not take help from anyone at the airport, because he will book a cab. And we had to book 2 cabs because of our luggage, because we are insane people. Okay. Now, even the whole taxi ride was another weird thing that happened, okay? Now, I don't know if it was like bad luck or something, but the taxi driver that we got was really, really racist and was a real big, massive asshole at the same time. First of all, he refused to put the luggage inside by himself. He was like, you guys put the luggage in, I won't put it. And I was like, wow, ye alag scene hai idhar. I'm like, taxi driving chhod do na fir, if you don't want to even carry the luggage a little bit. It's like, it's not my job to carry the luggage, I just drive the car. And the car, and you know my mom, okay? My mom is another big. So she basically, there was this whole conflict inside the vehicle where both of them was, you know, making comments at each other. Like, she called the car absolutely useless and terrible looking, and he said that the area that we are going to for a hotel is full with Muslims and it's terrible apparently. Yeah, I told you, he was racist, okay? So and you know, it was just like a whole weird experience. We had actually stopped at Mirza Ghalib Street. That was the place where we had our hotel booked. And the hotel, that was another experience. See, this is the problem of going to a new city, you know. You don't know how many duds you'll face, basically. Now, कोलकाता पहुँच के कोलकाता की मिठास तो हाथ आई नहीं, पर थोड़ी सी कड़वाहट जरूर महसूस हो गई, क्योंकि द कैब ड्राइवर वी गॉट वाज काइंड ऑफ शिटी एज आई सेड. अब हम लोग सोचे कि चलो जो भी है, कैब ड्राइवर के साथ कितने देर तक रहना होता है. वी रीच द होटल एंड वी वेंट इनसाइड द होटल. ओके, अभी होटल था 3 स्टार, but it did not feel like that in real life. You know how there's this thing called catfishing, where people put different pictures of themselves online and then realize there's something else? This hotel was the same story, okay? Pictures mein kuch aur, real life mein kuch aur. Hum log pahunche aur reception pe koi tha hi nahi. There was not a single person on the reception. Everyone was just hiding somewhere, or so it felt. I asked my dad ki that check-in time hone wala hai kuch hi der mein, how come there's nobody? And he was like, this city is a little slow. And I was like, is that so? Basically, Kolkata jo shehar hai, it is a little more chill compared to city like Mumbai, which is very very fast paced. The competition is extreme. It's Kolkata feels like a settled city where everyone here has relaxed into their monotonous lives, but is joyous about it instead of, you know, the sadness and despair that comes with monotony. People here celebrate it. Or so that was what I wrote it down from my experience. अभी इतना देर हो गया था, हम लोग बैठे हुए थे हॉल में और साला एक भी आदमी नहीं आ रहा था लगेज कलेक्ट करने के लिए. आई फेल्ट कि देखो पापा, हम लोग के साथ हो गया है कैटफिशिंग. वी शुड एब्सोल्युटली लीव दिस प्लेस. वी शुड गो टू समवेयर एल्स. गिव मी योर फोन, आई विल जस्ट कैंसिल द बुकिंग. और फिर आई वेंट टू द गो बाय आई वीवो ऐप, इट इज नॉट स्पॉन्सर्ड, एंड आई कैंसिल द बुकिंग. ओके, एंड एज वी स्टेप्ड आउटसाइड, एट दैट एग्जैक्ट मोमेंट द होटल्स ओनर स्लैश मैनेजर केम इन विद अ ब्राइट स्माइल ऑन हिज फेस एंड वाज लाइक, सर क्या कर सकता हूँ मैं आपके लिए. And I was like, धन्यवाद. We stepped out of the hotel and हम लोग के पास था 5 big big bags. अब बताओ भाई कहाँ से कहाँ भटकेंगे 4 लोग with 5 big huge ass bags which are very heavy. तो I think that is the realization that we were at. ऊपर से मेरे हाथ में था मैथ का ऑनलाइन क्लास ऑन. आई वॉज लिसनिंग टू इट. ओके, इट वॉज आई थिंक ट्यूजडे, तो सुबह का क्लास मैथ होता था. It was happening and I'm just patiently thinking कि अभी क्या करना चाहिए. We're doing a cab would mean doing 2 or more cabs and then we can't go around the block looking for hotels now. 2 cabs. My father was like, see, what we'll do is we'll book one cab and we'll leave from here. But इससे पहले कि हम लोग कुछ भी करते, there was this one guy who was looking at us very with curiosity maybe, or with, you know, maybe he wanted to, he was emphasizing with us maybe, I don't know. वो हम लोग के पास आया और फिर हम लोग को बोला कि देखिए मैं देख रहा हूँ आप लोग का सिचुएशन. व्हाट आई विल डू इज कि आई विल शो यू अराउंड द ब्लॉक, आई विल शो यू अराउंड द नेबरहुड, ओके, ऑफ पार्क स्ट्रीट एंड मिर्ज़ा गालिब स्ट्रीट, और आपको अच्छे अच्छे होटल दिखा दूंगा, ठीक है? आप उनमें से कोई एक पिक कर लीजिएगा और उधर ले लीजिएगा. आई विल गेट अ लिटिल कमीशन फ्रॉम इट. नाउ ही वॉज बींग वेरी स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड एंड ऑनेस्ट कि ही विल गेट कमीशन फ्रॉम इट, एंड इट सीम लाइक एन ओके डील क्योंकि अपने पास ऑप्शन ही क्या था. He put the bag inside his car, very difficult, but then kisi tarah fit ho gaya atka ke, and we all left to look around for hotels. And finally, we settled on the Park Street Hotel called Houses 43. And there it was. We had finally, in the comfort of a bed at a hotel, we booked 2 rooms and then we sat in the room. And finally, hum log pahunch gaye the Kolkata, and I just couldn't wait to try all of the food that was there here. Because मैंने क्या क्या सुना है and I was so excited. So yeah, that was the beginning of it. अभी the podcast is getting a little too long, I feel. So I will not continue in this episode. Okay? बाकी का जो भी है you'll get to know later on. I'll do a second part of this podcast in which I will talk about Kolkata and what I did over there. ठीक है? और for now you can just I guess this is it for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. अगर आप लोग को अच्छा लगा please tell me if you liked it, and I'll see you guys in the next one.